Hello?
Hello? Judge, how are you?
Oh, Mr. President, I'm fine, thanks, sir. Hope you are.
They tell me that you just retired down there and waiting to get your next salary increase.
No, I've had a bad cold for 2-3 days. Been in bed. We really had an infirmary here, but we're all fine this morning.
Well, be careful. What's the matter with you?
Well, I caught a cold, and it just, when Thornberry catches a cold, it blows it.
They asked me a lot about you at the convention, wondering what happened to you if you'd taken the fifth.
Well, I watched it off carefully, and I was a little unhappy, told Eloise. I said, damn, I've been to three of them. They're just tough as hell, and this time where he's got his charge, I got to stay away from it. But you were magnificent. We watched you all the time, just day and night.
How did you think it went?
Oh, gosh, I just thought it was wonderful. I'll just tell you the truth. It was Tuesday night. I thought the TV fellas had it and was trying to go off with it, but you rescued it and put it back on the map, and from then on, it was fine. Never did get to see the darn TV, you know, kept it. You never could see Carl Albert or anybody on the platform. You just had to follow those. Like Speaker used to say, it's sort of like Mississippi, nigger, nigger, nigger. But you got it back on the track, and it was fine. I thought it was wonderful. My gosh, I didn't dream one of them was good. Didn't dream. How you feeling?
Pretty good. How's baby? How's baby?
Well, she's fine. Let me let her say hi to you. She's had a cold, too. She caught my cold, but here, she's worrying about David.
What's wrong with David?
Hi, dear.
Hi, what's wrong with David?
Oh, he had a serious infection this week. He's over it now, but he got a knee injury and his leg became infected. So he's been real sick. Hot packs and penicillin and everything, but I think he's over it now. How are you?
I think all right.
Aren't you just exhausted?
A little bit.
Oh, I don't know how y'all did it. You were so magnificent, every one of you.
Well, I think we got by and got behind us now for a while, I hope.
Well, I hope you're going to get some good rest.
I'm going to try to. You don't want some of them go boat riding, do you?
A little later this afternoon?
Yeah. I'm going to take a little nap. Senator Humphrey's here. He wants to say hello to you, baby.
Okay.
How's my friend partner?
Oh, hi.
Hello, honey.
Vice President.
It's so nice to talk to you.
Oh, it's so nice to talk to you. Maybe we can come up there later this afternoon.
Well, I don't know how late we'll be here, but we'd sure love to see you.
Oh, are you leaving today?
Yes, we're going back to Washington D.C.
Uh-huh.
But we've had such a wonderful time here.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you got a little breather.
It was great.
Here's Homer. He wants to say hi.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Vice President.
Hello, Judge.
Well, I tell you this, you were wonderful. You just really responded in every way. I have to say that staying on this lofty pinnacle watching you, though, you were good.
Sorry
I wasn't there with you.
Thank you, Homer. Thank you very, very much. We've been talking about you.
Well,
President says he thinks you've got it pretty easy now.
Well, sometimes I think so, and then sometimes I miss everybody. I told him I've been at these conventions when it's just tough going, and this time I couldn't be there.
Well, it worked out fine, and the President he just put things together so good.
Yeah, well, it's fine. You were wonderful, and it was just a wonderful convention. It was good on TV after y'all sort of took it over, but for a while it was dragging. But it was fine,
yep.
Came out fine, everybody's pleased. And
I think so.
Listen, Eloise said something about you leaving, we won't get to see you.
I'm afraid not. I think we'll maybe be gone by the time you get down here.
Well, children were mighty happy about it. They thought, remembered how nice you were to them at church all the time.
Well, thank you. We went over to this little Episcopal church this morning, and this is honest God's truth. I was thinking about you and your wife there and babe about just how we used to see up there at Hennepin. I mean, up there at Chevy Chase Methodist.
Yes. Children are mighty happy. Well, it's mighty fine. When you talk to Earl Larson, you tell him howdy. He wrote me and wanted me to make you vice president.
Yeah.
I'd write and tell him I was out of the king-making deal, but I was for you.
What a wonderful. Here, I'll put you back to the president a moment.
All right.
You all want to come up to Haywood this afternoon and boat a little with us?
Yes, sir. Now, we are, I guess Eloise has told you that we have an English dinner, but just as soon as we get through, we'll come on direct to the Haywood.
You mean lunch?
Yeah, having the lunch.
That's right, that's
you,
right.
I forgot about that highfalutin stuff. Yeah, for lunch. You know, on Sunday, we have dinner.
Well, I just called you before we leave here, and you just wait till we call you in.
All right.
Because we'll probably, and then we'll kind of rendezvous.
All right, that'll be fine. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, nice talk to you.